Welcome to the Tulsa Music Stream. And now, host Scott and Jana Squires. You want the dirt? You've got it.
Hey guys, welcome to Tulsa Music Stream. This is our podcast that we love to do. That was the cat did that.
No, don't blame the cat.
Vincent, yep.
Don't blame the cat for your technical struggles.
Oh, no. But anyway, we are on YouTube, we're on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter and Twitch. You can also find us on all the podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. I am your host. I'm Scott Squires, and this is Jana.
Hello. Thank you guys for being here tonight. We're bringing it back home, man. It's been a while since we did a local flavor show, and it is time. And Scott, I'm working on bringing Glenn in the Zoom room right now.
Okay,
so
cool.
If you can kind of tell him a little bit about.
Just like you were saying, we're kind of bringing it, home.
Yeah.
Talking about Tulsa music, all the bands, all the musicians, and we started off with our podcast just like that, and then we started doing more national artists, and that brought in a lot of. Bigger audience for us, and that's what we intended to do to begin with, is get our feet wet with the local artists, and so here we are now. We're now back with iBolt.
We are, and we're going to bring Glenn on in just a moment. Glenn, can you hear us okay on your end?
Yeah, I can hear good.
Fantastic. I'm going to bring you on screen here in just a second. I just want to kind of expand on what Scott was saying. We've been talking for a while about kind of bringing it back home and doing an episode where we brought the local flavor back in. Granted, iBolt is from Inola, not directly in Tulsa, but we built this podcast. The core was built on our local talent and showcasing those bands. And that's a vision we never want to depart from. We always want to showcase the talent in this area, because without the talent in this area, we wouldn't have this show. And so it is our honor and privilege. We are going to bring Glenn Townsend on the screen right now.
And as always, please share our stream on all your
favorite
pages, all your favorite groups, and tag all your friends, and let's get it down.
Yeah. Glenn, how are you doing this evening?
I'm great. How about you?
Great, man. Your screen looks awesome. What a cool background, man.
Cool.
Very, very cool. You look good. You sound good. Let's get into this. You guys have a ton of cool stuff coming up. But the first thing I wanted to talk about, I'm going to put this on the screen. You told me about this when we talked last week. You guys are going to be part of Retromania Live. Now, what this is a 5-day 80s music vacation in Branson, Missouri. And what's so cool about this, I mean, you've got national artists like Vince Neil, Night Ranger, Starship, Stephen Piercy of Rat, Quiet Riot, and even some other genres like Bobby Brown, Tiffany, Lou Gramm. But the really cool thing is that iBolt is listed as the emerging artist on this. Why don't you, I'm going to put you back on the screen here. Why don't you tell us a little bit, how did you guys get involved with that event?
I'm pretty sure Tom messaged another manager. I forgot his name, but he's from Branson, Missouri, and he's real interested in us too.
Sweet.
And they got in contact. Yeah, it's great. And he was like, hey, Tom was like our manager, Tom Green. He was like, hey, I got this band, young band, they're killing it right now, making a big commotion right now, and what do you think, like they're doing like 80s hair metal, like do you think they'll fit? And he fell in love with us, and I didn't even know about it. Tom texted me and I saw the lineup, Vince Neil, all these big bands. I was like,
Awesome, man. So and that's what's really exciting about watching you guys is growth and how things are starting to kind of blow up for you all. You got your second invite to Rocklahoma as well. Let's put that on the screen. Now, you guys did Rocklahoma last year. You're going to come back and do it again. Tell us a little bit about your experience out there last year. What are some of your favorite things about performing at Rocklahoma, and how amazing of an experience is that?
So Rocklahoma was our like biggest festival we've, you know, ever done so far. And it was so unreal because, you know, we grew up around here always, Inola, and I've always wanted to even just go to Rocklahoma, and my parents wouldn't let me, you know, when I was younger and stuff. And then I was going that year either way because I saw Kix was on there, Skid Row, some of my favorite bands. And we got put on last minute because there was a cancellation. I forgot which band canceled out, but Tom slid us in there real fast. Cool. We played, and apparently we kicked enough ass. They had us play a second day because we played Friday. Then wow. We played Saturday. Yeah. And so they really liked us. And then to get the call back and say, come back and do it 2 years in a row, we're like,
I mean, that's so. Proof in the pudding that you guys are doing it right. Congratulations. Yeah. That's a fantastic accomplishment there.
Now, living in Inola, I'm sure when you guys growing up and everything, you know, well, you're still growing up, but what made you go towards the 80s thing? We grew up doing the 80s thing and been in 80s bands. And so what made you guys grow out your hair and put on the leather and everything?
First of all, these guys right here.
That's
my biggest inspiration. I was 15 when the movie The Dirt came out in 2019.
Wow.
And I think my friend, he played it up on me, and I never even knew about Motley Crue, nothing about it. And when I saw that movie, I just fell in love with everything about it. And I was like, that's what I want to do. And since that day,
that whole era, I mean, it was just about good times, you know, that's why, see, you're a guy after my own heart. He and I are 80s kids. When the 90s came in and all the depressing music hit, I was like, man, where did the party go? And then it all came back. I do want to ask though, we were checking you guys' YouTube page out, and you know, when the band started out, you guys were, I think, like 15, 16, something like that. The look of the band was pretty different back then. Were you guys into like different style music back then, or have you always loved the 80s?
Always loved the 80s, of course, but I've loved Black Sabbath, 70s Black Sabbath for sure.
Yeah.
And that's what we first did with our old lead singer. And, you know, we finally got this new lead singer. His name's Timmy. Yes. He's killer. That's him with the short hair on the left.
Yeah, he's awesome, dude.
When he came in, I realized his voice range was that big, and I was like, I can finally do what I've always wanted to do, and that's what we've been doing ever since.
Wow. So basically having a wider vocal range enabled you to open up to this genre. That's fantastic. Yeah. That's very cool. Yeah.
So you've studied the 80s, and you went out and you had to go out and get some expensive clothes, and you had to get some your hairstyles. So who did you like go, okay, I want this guy's look, this guy's hair. This looks a little more like Randy Rhoads a little bit, you know, got the shag thing going.
Yeah, Randy Rhoads is a big inspiration to me, and I loved his look. I actually have a couple polka dot shirts, you know, like his guitar and what he used to wear. Yeah, George Lynch, you know, all of his stuff. That's a big one. Vince Neil is a big one for me.
That's cool.
I got to tell you, you're definitely rocking the George Lynch look in with this hairstyle and picture. So I was I was going to ask you, matter of fact, this is a good segue to my next question for you. You know, when you picked up, how old were you when you picked up the guitar and started playing?
I started when I was 15.
Oh, okay. That
same,
recently.
Same time. Yeah. Yeah, wow. I've been playing for 5 years, roughly on 5 years now. I just turned 20.
Okay, so you talked about how Crew is a big influence, and you've got the Dokken shirt. So was George Lynch one of your big influences?
Big influence, you know, Eddie Van Halen, of course, too. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Man, that's so cool.
Now, we saw on your Facebook page, I guess your red trailer was recently stolen. Tell us a little bit about that. Do you guys have equipment in it and everything?
Thank God there was nothing in it. That would have been thousands of dollars, like down the drain. Yeah. The thing is, it's parked at our band house where we rehearse, and it's behind the house itself. So I feel like it's like a little like inside. I don't know. It might be someone we know, because you don't know it's there unless you go back there and see it, which kind of sucks. But we practiced Saturday, and then Saturday night. Johnny was walking his dog or something, and he saw it was gone. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
Sucks.
So you mentioned working with TJ Green. He's managing you guys, and I guess you guys met each other during the Def Leppard Motley Crue concert.
Yeah.
So did he approach you and say, "Hey, man," or did you guys just kind of introduce each other and say, "Hey, we're in a band," and were you guys all decked out or something? Is that why he was like?
Oh man, it's such a long story. I don't know how much I can go into detail because it'll take like 20 minutes. But we were all on our stage stuff. Motley Crue and Def Leppard was there, so we all dressed up. We were all excited. We were like, "We got to go all out," you know. It's Motley Crue. So we dressed all up in our stage stuff, went to the show, and then there was an after party with Lynn Hernandez was there from 103.3 at the Hurricane Lounge. Mm-hmm. And we just all walked up in there, and Tom, he was plastered.
No way, dude.
I mean, he had to be plastered as Motley Crue and Def Leppard, you know. He normally never does, but right. You know, when it's a show like that, you have to. So sure. He's plastered, and the first thing he said to me is like, "What are you supposed to be, a Motley Crue cover band?" And I was pissed. I had no idea who this guy was. So I was like, "Actually, I have my own band. We're this good," you know, like telling him what's up. And he was like, "Well, I'm Tom Green." I was like, "Ooh." You know? And he was like, "Well, here's my card. If you're, you know, what you say you are, I'll call you, you know, next week, and then we'll get something arranged." And next week, we got put on Rocklahoma, and he's never even heard us play.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was a crazy story. It was cool.
So then, kids out there should know that image does matter, because sometimes image will get you the gig, right?
110%. Image is a lot.
It really is. Let me tell you something. Scott and I have known Tom Green since you were a little bitty guy. And I want to give him some love tonight, because for as long as we've known Tom and his wife, Angie, they have been advocates for the artists, unsigned, emerging artists. Yes. They used to do a festival here in town called D-Fest. And we would watch Tom and Angie just work their fingers to the bone during those festivals. And of course, we know what Tom and Doug Burgess did with IDL Ballroom and giving local artists opportunities there. So you're in good hands with that guy, let me tell you.
110%. Yeah. Tom, that dude is a hardworking guy. You know, he is. We went from this local little sounding, and then Tom got with us, and now we're playing all these big festivals, killing it. You know, our EP's coming, you know, it's going.
Yeah, and speaking of your EP, we are really good friends. Actually, my best friend's Mark Mortensen, and he's working on your guys' your EP. Now, you do have a song already on Spotify, and it's called Her Legs. Yeah. It's a demo. But I will guarantee you that what Mark Mortensen's going to do for you is going to sound 1,000 times better than that.
Yeah, 110%.
No offense to whoever recorded that one, but we have done a full album. He and I used to be in an original band, and we've done a full album with Mark, and we've done a handful of like cover recordings with him. I will tell you, you're a guitar player, I'm a guitar player. Recording with him is so, it's pleasant, because here's what Mark does. He's not going to put a bunch of pressure on you, but if he thinks he can get a better take out of you, he's going to say, "Hey, man, let's try that again." And it's a super good experience. I don't think anyone around here gets a better rock guitar tone than Mark. So tell us a little bit more about that. Like, how many songs do you think you guys are going to lay down, and when is that going to come out?
So we have about 7 songs in the making, and Tom kind of wants to waterfall them. So we definitely want to have one out kind of June is what we're looking for, our first one, and then probably like every 2 weeks, kind of just bam bam
smart.
Bam
smart.
Yeah, but speaking of Mark, I love that guy. That guy is great.
So
he's a guitar player or something.
Oh yeah, dude, he's awesome. So how much have you done? You've done like some pre-production with Mark, like some, he's come out to rehearsal and recorded you guys.
Yeah.
No, when, I'm sorry, I may have missed this earlier. When did you say you guys are expected to start actual sessions with him?
So we've already started, like, we're already in the making. Like, we're doing, like, we're already doing solos. Like, we're killing it.
Yeah,
we're
going that's right great, now. Dude. I didn't realize you were that far along.
How many songs are you recording?
I think he said 7.
Seven?
Seven.
Okay.
Seven.
and very, very smart on you guys' part to waterfall those, because, you know, we're in a world where people's attention spans are that long. If you give them the whole thing at once, it's like out of sight, out of mind. So you just have to constantly keep it fresh. So, man, good deal.
So when you guys write songs together, do you guys write them together, or is there one guy that brings in a song and then another guy does the lyrics type thing, or is it kind of a group effort?
So I pretty much write all of our songs, all the instruments, and then I bring it to Timmy. I can't write lyrics for nothing. I cannot. So I just bring it to Timmy, and I'll just play him the riff and the main melody that I think, and he just starts going, and it builds right there.
Nice.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about your band members. You have your rhythm guitar player, Johnny Sun, right?
Yes, correct.
Trent Prather. Is it Prather? Bass guitar.
Yes.
Of course, we talked about Timothy Wayne. Is that his stage name, Timothy Wayne? And then, of course, Christopher Tuttle, which we are good friends with his father.
Mike Tuttle.
And he was a drummer for a local band, Flaxam Harlot. Also, he was a huge Dallas Cowboys fan. And we used to see each other back in the 80s, and we played in a lot of bands, and he used to come out and see our band play. And so we missed the guy. And it sounds like that Chris has picked up a lot of his drumming skills. A very good drummer. So
Yes.
Yeah, tell us some of your favorite stuff about your bandmates. Let's start with
Chris. Which one's the shyest?
Oh, my gosh. Johnny. Johnny, if he likes you, he's like Mick Mars, but worse. Like, if he likes you, he'll say two words to you. Like, no joke.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, if he's happy, he's like...
So if he doesn't like you, does he talk a lot?
Oh, no, he just walks away. Oh,
okay.
I'm not even like, that guy has no filter. Yeah.
That's all right.
You guys met each other in high school?
Yeah, we all went to school together pretty much.
Cool.
Is everybody in the band like totally into the whole 80s thing? Because like we talked about, you guys are not just doing it stylistically, you're doing the image. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody who's kind of like, oh man, I don't want to have to tease up my hair? Or is just everybody full on into this?
No, we're full on. We're like monkeys. We help each other tease each other's hair.
Love it.
Like, we're all like, they're like in a line. Yeah, it's great.
See,
yeah.
Even back when I was in the 80s doing bands, there was always one guy who would be like, no, man, it looks like shit. I don't want to dress like that. Or he, you know, the drummer guy, he'd come on like wearing shorts. Like, dude, no, man, you got to put on these.
No.
Yeah, no shorts allowed, right?
No shorts, no singles.
So let's talk about a lot of your past shows, man. You've done a lot of cool stuff. You've opened up and did a show with Dressed to Kill. Those good friends of ours. You also were opening up for Mr. Big there in Oklahoma City at the Diamond Ballroom. Tell us a little bit about that experience. I mean, we're talking about Paul Gilbert here.
Yeah, that's all I was going to say.
Billy Sheehan.
Oh, dude, they are like, they're aliens. Those guys are aliens. Okay?
Yeah, they are.
Like, I aspire to be a pretty good guitar player, but those guys are just aliens. You know, like, you can try to be that good, but
Sure.
No, it was great watching them and opening up for them. Good crowd, great crowd.
I want to go back a little bit talking about Rocklahoma. So, you know, anybody who's ever played out there, anybody who gets it, it's not just about going out there and doing your set and then getting off the stage. It's a lot of networking. I mean, you want to kind of go out, mingle in the crowd, try to meet as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. And I saw that you did some, you know, press out there last year. I'm assuming your approach is going to be the same this year, because the more you get out there, the more exposure for your band. I'm sure that's the plan this year as well.
Yes, for sure.
Are you kind of the main spokesperson for the band?
I do talk a lot.
It's your gift, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Every band needs one. It's okay.
The parents, I guess your mom and dad, were they big 80s fans? Is that kind of how
110%. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I remember being in the car, you know, being like 7 years old, and my dad's listening to like 103.3, just blaring Bon Jovi. I'm like, you know,
right on,
nice. Baby. Yeah. Yeah. So they put me on, and actually what also put me on is a rock band, You know that guitar game?
Of course.
Uh-huh. Guitar Hero?
Sure.
Yeah, that's what made me want to play guitar. And then these guys made me want to do the genre. So.
Right. But tell me if you agree with this, because, you know, I try to play Rock Band and I absolutely suck at it, because to me it's nothing like playing the real thing. Is that kind of your experience with it?
Well, I started there first, and then when I went to guitar, I was like, ooh, it's a different ballgame.
Yeah.
I was like, green, red, yellow, you know?
Right. Let's talk about your gear. What kind of guitars do you like to use?
It's right here. I'm going to use Fender. Using my grandpa. My grandpa's old Fender, Glenora Townsend the First.
Yes.
He's also a Tulsa blues player from here, you know? It's goldy. It's painted with 14 karat gold. It's all custom made. And
That's super cool. What about amps? What kind of amps you running?
Marshall.
Dude, you're DSR 100H. Right.
Yeah.
You're doing it right. That's and then cool. When you get to be our age, you can't even lift those on the stage. So you go to the little fractal box. Look at him shaking his head. He's like, no way, mm-hmm. man.
No way.
You're
no
keeping way. It real. I like that.
Keeping it real.
I like
face.
It.
So your grandfather, you spend any time watching him play or anything?
Oh, all the time. I'm like, we're best friends. Like when I just got out of work, I just went right over there. You know, like we were best friends. He's 74 years old now and he can still outplay me. So.
Man.
And I'm assuming he and you have probably sat down and talked about the business. What's some of the best advice he's given you in your pursuit of your own dreams here?
Oh, he's given me so much good advice. Before he came back to Tulsa, he was in a hard rock band called Truck, and they were signed to Columbia Records in California, you know, opening up for 200,000 people, you know, these big. So he's been everywhere. Wow. And so if I ask him a question, he normally knows about it, and he gives me advice on equipment, anything. And just like guitar, you know, like if I'm playing the guitar too much, I'm getting stressed out, and I'll ask him, he's like, just take a break from it. Yeah, he's really...
Yeah. For sure. That sounds like good advice.
So tell us a little bit about the booking agent you guys have. I see here on your official iBolt official page, Rare Diamond Agency. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I think... Believe it or not, they're doing like EDM artists, I'm pretty sure. That's what they were doing first.
Wow.
But Tom knew them forever.
Okay.
And they found us. I forgot what show it was. Maybe the Shrine or something. And they liked what we were doing and they want to push forward with us and booking shows now.
Oh, that's awesome.
So good.
That's so cool.
Yeah, you guys really have it going for you. You've got management, you've got booking. I mean, that just makes it to where you guys can focus on the music and the writing and solidifying your you know, relationships with each other. I mean, that's really where your focus should be. Good for you guys.
Yeah. Do you have a day job? You working a day job?
I do.
Don't
I
you do. Hate that?
I hate that so much. Yeah.
What do you do?
Believe it or not, I'm an electrician.
Hey,
that's great.
That's cool.
When your amp goes down, you fix it.
I work all that. I make good money. I make pretty good money, but I make sure to get weekends off, you know, for the band and stuff. But it's just like work. Come on, son. I should be playing guitar right now.
I know.
How do you feel where you want iBolt to be success wise? How far do you want it to go?
The sky's the limit.
Is that all you think about basically now?
Literally my head, even when I'm at work, I'm just humming melodies on my phone, you know, like writing songs all day. It's literally like we're all so into it and we're just growing. Yeah.
How often do you guys get to rehearse every week?
Like 4 days a week.
Wow.
That's old school. That's old school.
Yeah. We are so dedicated. And I'm talking on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, we spend 7 hours together. rehearsing, doing choreography, movement, you know, working on new material or just, you know, working on stage clothes or anything. And then Saturday night, you know, when it gets around like 7, we'll all go out, hang out, you know, we're like a family.
So are you making your own stage clothes? Is that what you're talking about? Or do you, have you been ordering them online or, cause there's like no stores that have cool stuff like that.
No, but kind of both. We found a girl that's in Australia. It's called Metal Threads, and she makes really cool stuff on like Etsy. I think it's called Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we order some of our stuff over there, but we'll add way more studs, cut it up. You know, we'll buy fishnets from Amazon and make it us.
Right.
That's so cool.
You're bringing the rock to you.
Yeah.
So we didn't have that shit. We had to go through malls and like find women's clothes and stuff. Yeah. And then like,
and then your girlfriends are the ones that sewed it together and all that good stuff.
Speaking of girlfriends, you guys all have girlfriends, or are you just like, we'll wait to do all that till after this band stuff, you know, a little later.
After.
Smart. You're a smart guy.
All right, man. Eddie Van Halen, Randy Rhoads. Who do you got, man?
Why, you telling me to pick in between?
Yeah, yeah. Can you pick? Can you pick?
Oh my gosh. No.
Are you more of an Eddie guy or a Randy guy?
Randy.
Right on.
Me too.
Randy.
Yeah.
So, you know, growing up in the 80s and playing in 80s, you know, listening to the Motley Crue, the Kiss, all that stuff, man. We also had like Hit Paraders. I don't know if you look at any of the old school magazines Circus, Metal Edge, and stuff like that, man. Mm-hmm. See, I wish we still had that sort of thing, but you know, of course, everything's online now. So, like when you get your posters, you just have to order them online, or how you get all your posters.
We're still old school. We still print them off and we hang them on like everywhere. If you go to downtown Tulsa, like every street light, it's on all of them.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Yeah. And we do online. You know, I do, especially my page, you know, I try to do content on my page, the eyeball page, and everybody else's individual page to push for the, you know, the younger kids. Yeah. But if you go downtown Tulsa, you'll see our flyers.
That's so cool.
Cool, man.
That's the way to do it. You don't want anybody to ever not know who you are. I mean, it's
that's right.
I think a lot of bands out there kind of make the mistake of under marketing themselves, and marketing is 100%. So key. It's so
Tom taught us a lot.
I mean, he's like I said earlier, he is a wealth of knowledge. He knows how the business works. So you guys listen up to Mr. Tom. All right.
Yeah,
that's right. Uncle Tom.
Well, tell me something here real quick. How much more do you have for him?
Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, we're seeing you guys grow. The trajectory is upwards. Things are looking great. So what advice do you have for other artists out there who are thinking, man, I want our band to start growing like Eyebolt's doing? What advice can you give those guys?
I tell you, don't do it, because that's competition. No, I'm playing. go for it. You know, it's only you that stop yourself. That is 110% what I found out. You know, like, you can choose to not practice, to choose not to get with the guys, and, you know, not put in the work. But if you put in the work, it shows.
For sure, man. And I think you guys are absolutely doing it right by rehearsing as much as you are. Enjoy that while it lasts, because I'm telling you, we were there at one point, and then you age and other things start taking priority, and you just don't get to practice that much. This is a very special time in your life where you and you said it's a family. You guys need to keep it like that and keep it.
Yeah.
Always communicate. If there's fights, make sure you work it out. Don't go to bed mad at each other. All that good stuff, man. I think you guys are doing it right. And we're really pulling for you guys and glad to see these levels of success. Let's
Faster Pussycat. You opened up for Faster Pussycat. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Tammy Down.
Oh. So our second show with our lead singer, we got to open up for Faster Pussycat. And I'm the one that booked there. I was proud of myself.
Nice job.
That was before Tom. But Slim Tender, I forgot his real name, but it's Slim Tender, the bass player. And he was so cool to us. We went backstage and they all talked to us, you know, treated us like one of them, you know, like he didn't see us as a kid or nothing, you know, he didn't like downgrade us or nothing. And we created like, you know, content on Reels with him and stuff. And it was great. That was like, wow, this is eye opening. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, May 25th, 2024, you're going to be at Lost Lakes. It's a Lost Lakes festival. Rock Fest. Yes. It's a 3-day festival in Oklahoma City. What's going on with that?
I think that's Legends' first like huge, huge festival. We've played Legends a couple times now. Fred, the owner, he likes us a lot, and I'm glad that he got us on this. We're excited to be on that slot.
Cool, that's right. That's awesome. And then, of course, you're going to be with Trickster on May 30th.
Yes.
And that will be at the Venue Shrine. You go with Trickster, Enough's Enough, Pretty Boy Floyd. I love all three of those bands. We actually, we've had Chips Enough on our show. We've had Trickster guys on, was it Chris?
Steve Brown.
Steve Brown from Trickster on. And, of course, Pretty Boy Floyd, man.
Yeah.
You know, 89, their first album, came out, and I went to Hollywood. I've never been to Hollywood. I was 18 years old, and I wanted to see the Sunset Strip, and I drove by Gazzari's, and they had this huge billboard on the side of Gazzari's of the Pretty Boy Floyd album, and I thought, holy shit, this is going to be awesome. Yeah, and then, you
know,
that's
cool.
Of course, then the 90s came, and it all went away. But But that's going to be great, man. You guys are going to be opening up for Pretty Boy Floyd, Nuss Enough, and Trickster, man. Are you geared up for that?
Oh, yeah, 110%. Yeah, we rehearsed a lot. But those are all bands that, you know, like, we're opening up for right now is that we love all these bands. You know, even now, you know, growing up in the 21st century, I'm like diving on YouTube, looking at Pretty Boy Floyd, all their stuff, all their documentaries, you know, especially Motley Crue and all them guys. And I just love it. I wish I grew up in the wrong time. That's what happened.
I think you did, but you're getting caught up in that. And, you know, YouTube, I mean, you can like, you can go down a YouTube rabbit hole and be on there for hours. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. I'll tell you about one. If you haven't seen it yet, there's a really cool documentary on Quiet Riot. It's called, Well, Now You're Here, There's No Way Back. And you've got to check that out. It's super cool. It's after their singer died, and of course now unfortunately their drummer has passed away as well, Frankie Badali. But it's basically him trying to kind of put the band back together after the singer's death. It's really moving, inspirational. That's cool. I think you'll dig it, man.
And the Twisted Sister documentary is awesome too.
What do you remember what that's called?
Yeah, no, I've seen it. I've seen that.
Okay,
one.
Cool.
I've seen that
cool.
One.
Yeah, yeah, you'll have fun looking all that stuff up. Well, again, let's put this up on the screen. Catch these guys at Retromania Live. Now, Glenn, do you know what day you guys are playing out there? I know it's 5 days long. Do you know what day you all are playing out there?
As of right now, no, we haven't been informed because it's so far out.
Sure. Okay.
But when we do, we'll post it, you know.
Okay. Well, we'll watch for that. But you guys need to be watching for that. You can find out more info and get tickets at RetromaniaLive.com. Eyebolt is the emerging artist out there. And again, make sure you guys check these guys out at Rocklahoma. It's their second year in a row. They are working hard to rock and roll for you guys. Glenn, we're so glad to get to spend some time with you tonight, and we wish you guys all the best. Thanks so much for coming on with us. Make sure you stay in touch.
But I also want to know, when did you come up with the hip thrust?
Oh.
Oh my God.
That's your signature move, man.
It is. It's iconic now. Every time I see this is funny. This is so funny. Fairgrounds last year, I don't even know the guy. He looked at me. He was like, bow, bow, bow. Like, dude, I thought it was so funny. I don't know where I got that from. One of our songs, it just kind of does that. The bow, bow, bow. And one day, I saw this girl up front. She was smoking hot. And I was like, I got to do it. So I just looked at her like, bow, 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 and it just stuck.
And she squealed, right?
Oh, yeah. She's like.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it just happens, you know. I do have one more question before you go.
Personal questions, ask away. Ask away.
I mean, just volunteer it. Just volunteer. I want to know who came up with the term 21st century glam, because that's pretty rad.
That was me.
Of course it was you. All right. Well, what personal information do you want to share that you think your adoring fans need to know
about
you?
What is her legs? What is that song about?
Shut up.
This is good. No, this is good. Now we're getting to the fun stuff. It's all been good. It was about a girl, of course.
Really?
A girl I used to talk to. Yeah. Okay. I'm a legs kind of guy, personally.
Apparently. But,
yeah, and it was all about her.
Okay. So what other personal information do we need to know? Like what do you do when you're not doing music or not doing electrician work? What do you enjoy?
Man, if I'm not working, playing guitar, really just with the guys, we always hang out. Like, I just left there to come do this interview. I was like, oh, I got an interview. You know, like, get here fast. I was like, see you guys.
Did they say take us with you and we'll all just fit on the screen real tight in there?
Well, I was just with Johnny and Trent, and Johnny was like, walked back inside.
Okay. Well, they're invited next time. No. They can come on next. Yeah.
Pull up the, do you have the chat room?
I do. Let's see.
There's actually some people in here that,
oh my God, there is.
There we go.
Oh, looky
yeah,
here.
This. Yeah, my fans. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Isla Mowat. Love this live so much. Oh.
Love this live so much.
Okay, sweet. Angela Townsend, amazing. Can you read that?
Oh, yeah, I can read. No, okay. Actually, I can't read. I didn't graduate, but, you know, not playing.
Here's a good one from Dale Thompson. Let's see. How did you come up with the name? Is there a hidden message? Talking about
iBolt.
So there's two stories. One story is a made-up story that makes it sound cool, and the two stories are reality.
Okay.
So I'll just tell the reality one.
Okay.
So when we first started, like 15, 16, we're all broke, kids didn't have nothing. And our drummer, Chris, had an electric set. That's all we had in this baby little speaker. And one day he was going hard, playing hard. And one of the crash cymbals, well, fake crash cymbals, broke. And it was an iBolt that broke on it. And we had to go to Lowe's, pick up a new iBolt. We're coming back. And I was fucking around. Okay, the name iBolt sounded goofy as hell. I hated it forever. You know? And I'm the one that did this. And I was like, you know, what if we named the band iBolt? You know, like fucking around. He was like, dude, this sounds great. I was like, no, we're not doing it. And he was like, we have to call the guys right now. We gotta tell them. I'm like, we're on the way. It doesn't matter. He called me anyway. So he called them and he was like, guys, what do you guys think about the name iBolt? And they were like, oh my gosh, I love it. And I'm over here like,
it's pretty cool, man. I mean, look at your logo. Your logo is...
That's what happened. That is what got me on.
Okay.
Johnny is an artist himself, and he actually drew up most of it. And when we saw this logo, I was like, oh, hell yeah. I was like, I'm in. Yeah.
It is pretty sweet. Christopher Tuttle's on here. He said, definitely got to have the whole band on next time. Christopher Tuttle, it's a date. We're going to do that. We're going to get everybody. You got, you guys just,
chairs. Yeah,
we absolutely. Absolutely.
We are character. You'd love it.
No, I know. And you know, we had to pick one of you guys, but we love all you guys. So we'll give everybody a turn.
We had a guy from Boston who wanted to know, I guess he posted on our group post, and he said he wasn't able to see the stream, but he's from Boston and he wanted to know what your favorite song and album is.
Of course it's these guys again,
right?
My favorite song is Slice Your Pie. That's off the Dr. Feelgood album, but my favorite album is Shout the Devil.
Okay.
Kick ass.
Very cool, man.
Del Thompson says, maybe already been asked.
Just did that. We just did that whole conversation. It's okay. It's hard. It's hard for us to split our brain in a couple different areas, but we do our best. What else do we? Okay. So, well, let us just turn the floor over to you. I think you're ready to share personal information with your fans. So let us have it. What do you want to talk about? It's your interview.
Damn. That'd be a good subject to talk about.
I don't know, man, but we've got time.
I know. Okay.
Hey, did you see the eclipse?
Oh my gosh. It was so cool.
I still have a headache.
So cool.
You have a headache?
Really? Yeah. Well, did you take off your glasses?
I don't know, man.
No.
That's funny.
That was pretty awesome, though.
Anyway. Yeah, I was outside. I was just looking up at it. It was great. Well. Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly, man, I have picked your brain as much as I can. Seriously, though, if there's anything else you want to mention or talk about, the floor is yours.
Are you going to title the EP?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Do you have one?
Do you have a title yet?
Man, we have a... I don't know if I want to spoil that yet.
Okay, that's fine.
Breaking news on Tulsa Music Stream.
Yeah, well...
It's okay.
We have a song... Okay.
I don't want to get you in trouble with your manager.
Mom
and your
be like,
right. And then they fire you and it's our fault. We don't want to go down that road.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
Cool, man.
Well,
you know, it's a cool thing that you guys are out there and, you know, we're passing the torch on to you guys.
Yes.
And it's cool that you guys are going to carry the 80s torch on.
Yes.
In this town, you know, there's so many cool 80s bands in here, but you know, you guys kind of remind me of I remember going to Rocklahoma 07 and seeing a band called Dirty Penny, and you guys remind me a lot like them.
I don't know
if you've heard of Dirty Penny, but check them out. They came to Rocklahoma all decked out and everyone was like, hell yeah, man. But yeah.
But do us a favor, when this EP is done and you guys are ready to release it, let's get you and your boys back on and let's talk about it and play some tunes off of it.
John McClain asks, will it be all of your own songs on the EP?
Yes, it will be. No, we might throw in a cover, but I don't know. It's up in the air. But originals for now, all originals.
Well, everybody, please go check out iBolt. Their website address is iboltofficial.com. We need you guys to watch for them at Rocklahoma and check them out at all of their other dates. Glenn, you are awesome. Come back on with us soon. Bring your boys and we'll see you out there at Rocklahoma, okay?
Sounds good.
Take care, buddy. Have a great night.
Care. See y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
Thanks a bunch, man. Right. Bye-bye. Awesome. Very cool.
He even had the little, he had the balloons.
I don't know if the viewers could see that or not. That was really cool. He just released some balloons on his screen. What a cool guy, man. I tell you, it feels good bringing it back home tonight. And the viewership is strong. Just, good to have Tulsa back in here, man. That's great. I know Tulsa, the area. It's good to have you folks back in here. Wanted to mention a couple things since we're kind of doing the homegrown, stuff. I wanted to bring up a few things. Let me pull it up here on the screen. Well, first of all, let's do this. Let's talk about, this is that reschedule and it's going to be a week from tonight. And hopefully CJ Pierce of Drowning Pool will not be driving around in a desert that night. And if he's not, then we're going to bring him back on next Thursday, April 18th at 6 PM. CJ Pierce of Drowning Pool will be on with us. We talked about how tonight's local flavor. Let's do a shameless plug. You guys need to come see our band this Saturday night live at Lenny's, April 13th. The show starts at 9:30. There's no cover charge. We've got some neat things in store for you that night. I'm not going to say a whole lot about this, but if you guys enjoy seeing the band in the clubs, come see us this year. Going to revamp things a little bit next year, but if you like the club gigs, make sure you come check out some of our dates this year. This one in particular will be at Lenny's this Saturday night, April 13th. Let's talk about more Hometown Boys. The Hometown Boys and the Josie Scott Band are getting ready to hit the Parental Advisory Tour. I affectionately call this the Eat Your Wheaties Tour because they are going to go at it hard and heavy, not only just in May, but all of the spring and summer they are going to be getting after it. So they're going to be on tour with Trapped, Edema, and Tantric, and you can check out all those dates. And make sure you catch them also August 3rd at the Shrine here in Tulsa. The Josie Scott Band has some of our local boys in it. We're proud of them. Wish them well. Wish them all the safety out there on the road. Congratulations, guys, on what you're doing. And we certainly want to mention that we had a really amazing time at a memorial service for our friend Travis Oles that passed away not too long ago. He was it was such a neat day when we went out there and people got to share some memories of Travis, and it was very touching, and it was good to catch up with some people we haven't seen in a long time. So rest in peace, Travis. You are missed. And Scott, I think you and I ought to maybe mention this as well. Big loss for the rock community this week. CJ Snare of Firehouse. I don't know if anyone even saw this coming. We certainly had no idea that he had been battling cancer. He unfortunately passed away this last Friday evening. And this has been a tough one. You know, some of these guys, you know, you kind of expect them to maybe not live to be so old. This one I just didn't see coming, and it's really bothered me all week. But
Firehouse,
want to mention him, man.
I wanted him to come on our show, and I reached out. You know, I didn't know he was going through these issues, but a tragic loss for sure.
It was. They were definitely. I'm a little younger than Scott and his cronies, so you know I was really into the Slaughters and Firehouses and bands like that. So that one really just was a gut punch, and we certainly send our thoughts and prayers to everyone who loved him, all his friends and family. Great vocalist, and he is truly going to be missed. Let's talk a little bit about our sponsors now. We mentioned DEB Concerts. Thank you for your sponsorship of Tulsa Music Stream. Guys, go check out this Faster Pussycat show with special guest Dime Store Riot. This will be Wednesday, April 24th at the venue Shrine. Doors at 7, show at 8. Tickets are available at stubwire.com. And, of course, we've already mentioned Rocklahoma. Make sure you guys check out the DEB concert stage out there. Am I calling that right? No, the D&B processing stage at the Roadhouse. I think that's the proper name for it now out there. So make sure you check out Doug's stage. He will be showcasing probably a lot of the 80s artists that you see here on this flyer. So go out and have a great time at Rocklahoma this year. Thank you to our other sponsor, Sycamo Filmworks. If you guys need a video made for your band or business, email sycamo@gmail.com. If you have IT needs, please get a hold of our friend Dustin Little at Oki PC, 918-640-0892, or email dustin@okipc.com. Thanks again to the Shipmans for great looking photos for our stream and our band. If you need photos done, they will do your branding right. Contact shipmanphotos.com. And we also appreciate Todd Cook at Identity Merch for doing our screen printing. If you need screen printing done, call him at 918-521-5660 or email Todd at Identity Merch. Scott, why don't you tell everybody one more time where they can catch us online and also on podcast?
Well, of course, yeah. Make sure you subscribe and hit like and, you know, the notification bell on YouTube. And we're also on Facebook. You can follow us on our page. And you can also join our group on Facebook. That's right. We also have a group on Facebook, Tulsa Music Stream. And on Twitter, which is now X, at TUL Music Stream. And as well as Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
For sure. And we really just want to again thank Glenn Townsend for his time tonight. And we're excited to watch iBolt just continue to take off and do well. It's so cool to see the youth doing their thing.
Youth gone wild, baby.
They are going wild and they are going up and we're pulling for them. And it's great to see them.
I
want
to say thank you to Elizabeth Talcott for sending 1,000 stars. Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you, girl. That's amazing. We appreciate you guys watching. I think that's all we've got. So why
don't DEB concert stage at Rocklahoma?
Okay, that's the proper way to say it now. The DEB concert stage at Rocklahoma. That's where we'll be for sure. So let's get out of here. We'll see you guys next Thursday, April 18th, for CJ Pierce of Drowning Pool. Thank you all for your support of Tulsa Music Stream. Remember, if you missed this, got in late, you can always catch the replay on all of our platforms, video and podcast wise. Thanks, Glenn Townsend. Good luck, iBolt. We'll see you guys out there. See you next week on Tulsa Music Stream. Good night.
Good night.